You know, it's unreal all the expenses that are coming in right now, because there's a lot of things you don't even think about, that damaged equipment that was used while we was trying to clean up, and tires and all the fuel, and yeah, it's just unreal.
It's been a pretty traumatic week, but how are you holding up?
Pretty good. It was kind of hectic the first 4 days or so till we got, you know, kind of got organized. But, you know, everything worked super. All the people worked together. And, man, God doesn't know how many friends and relatives and outside people that come in, groups. It's unreal. There's people came from all over, and everything just fell together, and everybody worked together, and from a week ago till now, it's unreal.
What does the town look like right now compared to when this, right after the storm hit?
I think it looks great compared to when the storm hit, because we couldn't even drive down the street. You couldn't even walk down the street. Where now we got all the streets cleaned up, and contractors are in here taking down the structures that are completely gone, and we got contractors coming in, going to start rebuilding, and people are, whatever repairs they got to do, there's contractors working on that. It's just all falling into place.
What's been your role as, you know, the village president in response to the recovery following the storm?
Well, we've been up here 10, 12 hours a day since the storm, you know, just trying to work together with the townships and the everybody involved, the Red Cross. Our command control was out at the fire station. We was working with the fire departments, police departments, county sheriffs, you know, just all working together.
Have you been in contact at all with any of the other mayors of other communities that were hit?
No, I haven't had time. We're just been here. Matter of fact, yesterday was the first day I got to go out to the farm to see what kind of damage I had out there. That's where I'm going to go back out to again here. I just talked to my insurance company and trying to get things lined out, you know, in that area, but we had to take care of town first.
As the emergency response teams are winding down, what are the next few months going to look like?
Well, we're getting our law enforcement back on its own. He's getting some help from some of the neighboring towns yet right now. But everybody just works together. I know each day we're going to have to cross a new bridge, but that's about all I can say on that right now.
What are your immediate goals in the coming weeks?
Well, we'd like to get our water plant back online so that we have drinking water. Right now it's still got the boil order out, but you know, it's going to take time to get all our parts together and get that put back together and keep that heated so our water plant doesn't freeze up. And once we get the green light on whether our tower's good or not, you know, those are all our priority things we have to do. That would be number one, I would say, because our sewage plant is all back online. It's working.
The mayor of Washington was quoted as saying, you know, we are going to rebuild and we're not going to let this thing kick us in the teeth anymore. Do you kind of share that sentiment?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to rebuild and hopefully be better than we was before. Everybody work together. Hopefully everything will be back in order and go from there.